Deutsche Welle News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. The UN General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly for a resolution backing an Arab League plan calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The vote in the 193-member world body on the Arab-sponsored resolution was 137 for and 12 against, with 17 abstentions. The non-binding resolution condemning human rights violations by the Assad regime had over 70 co-sponsors and won support from more than two-thirds of the General Assembly. Germany's UN ambassador, Peter Wittig, said the international community needed to take action quickly.
While we are discussing here in New York, a repressive regime continues to kill, wound and maim its own people. There can be no doubt the Syrian people needs our help.
Russia and China, who vetoed a similar resolution in the Security Council, voted against the General Assembly measure, along with North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba and others. Activists say more than 7,000 people have died in the 11-month crackdown. A federal court in Detroit has sentenced the so-called underwear bomber, Nigerian-born Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, to life in prison for trying to blow up a passenger plane on Christmas Day 2009. The 25-year-old son of a former Nigerian banker faced 8 charges, including terrorism, for trying to blow up the plane with around 300 people on it from Amsterdam to Detroit. The bomb attached to his underwear failed to go off as planned. Abdulmutallab had earlier pleaded guilty to the charges, saying he was on a suicide mission for al-Qaeda. A German prosecutor in the northern city of Hanover has applied for the immunity to be lifted of President Christian Wolff, the first step towards opening a formal investigation of possible corruption charges. If Parliament in Berlin decides to allow the inquiry to proceed, Wolff would be the first German president in history to face a formal criminal investigation. Wolff, a conservative, has rejected calls to resign since mid-December, when allegations first surfaced over his relationships with wealthy friends while he was Premier of Lower Saxony State. Amnesty International has warned that out-of-control armed militias now rule much of Libya. The rights group issued the warning in a report released to coincide with the first anniversary of the uprising that overthrew longtime strongman Muammar Gaddafi in 8 months of brutal fighting. Amnesty says the militia are committing widespread human rights abuses and obstructing efforts to rebuild the country. The report is based on findings from a research visit to Libya in January and February. The report is a shock to Libya's interim government, the National Transitional Council, which has been struggling to disarm former rebels who helped topple the Gaddafi regime. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has appealed for Pakistan's help in negotiating a peace deal with Taliban militants ahead of a summit that will also include the leader of Iran. The meetings in Islamabad come at a time when momentum for peace talks with the Taliban seems to be growing. Karzai told the Wall Street Journal newspaper in an interview published on Thursday that talks among the US, the Afghan government and the Taliban had taken place in the past month. Pakistan is regarded as a key player in any peace process because its historical ties with the Taliban and other insurgents means Islamabad could help bring them to the table. The United States vowed on Thursday to retain close military ties to its European allies after unveiling plans to withdraw more than 11,000 troops from Germany and Italy. The details of the troop reduction were announced as Defense Secretary Leon Panetta hosted his German counterpart Thomas de Maizière for talks at the Pentagon. Both men endorsed the drawdown at a joint press conference, with Panetta promising the move would not alter Washington's commitment to the NATO alliance. The Pentagon chief said over 40,000 American troops would remain in Germany. Nigel Tandy, DW News.